Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In general, every time there's a report about Shador, there's some element from the Browns of be patient, right? Is that fair?
I think they do that with a lot of different quarterbacks, though, right? Like, it's not Shador exclusive, is my point.
Well, in fairness, a lot of them are part of a nebulous report about the quarterback position, yada, yada, yada. Well, Nathan Zagura was on with the Morning Boys earlier today, and he also preached patience.
I think he just has a kind of a longer on-ramp or a longer learning curve to all of the things pre-snap, all of the checks that you need to be able to make, to being under center, to calling plays in the huddle, to being able to be comfortable turning your back to the defense, having that initial snapshot, turning around, getting that second snapshot, understanding what has changed and what that means for where the football needs to go, than the other quarterbacks that he's competing against. I'm not saying Shador Sanders can't be the starting quarterback for the Browns at some point this year, but could it happen? Anything is possible, but I think it is more likely than not that will be something that's later as he continues to get the valuable reps. And it's not just reps on the field. It's the reps on the whiteboard. It's all the understanding of every little nuance and subtlety that goes with being a quarterback. But let me tell you this. He is incredibly talented. He's incredibly hardworking. And I think his ceiling is very, very high.
So what's interesting about this is, because I think Dillon Gabriel hasn't had a lot of time under center anyways. Because some of the things he's talking about there, we talk about turning your back to the defense. It is about... it's about play action pass out of the playing under center.
Mm-hmm.
Dillon Gabriel didn't have a lot of experience of that as well. So from that one standpoint, that one part is the part where I'm like, well, both rookies kind of don't have it. But I think it's interesting that you can preach patience to fans as much as you want. They're never going to have it.
Right.
The only patience that fans will have in any regard when it comes to a young quarterback that isn't playing or even is playing is winning. That's the Kenny Pickett thing. Like, Steelers fans bought into Kenny Pickett, even though they were watching a guy stink night in, night out, because they were winning.
Mm-hmm.
They did that until they didn't. I think when it comes to Shador, the only way Browns fans will be patient with him or Dillon Gabriel sitting behind whichever veteran wins the job is if that guy actually wins some games early.
No question about it. That's what makes Joe Flacco, and we've talked a little bit about, like, all right, will the crowd turn on him after what was an awesome 2 years ago, and how he just won everybody over? And the easy way to do that is take on a really hard schedule early on, start to lose some games, and then we'll see how the crowd asks and clamors for Shador Sanders, or even at that point, we'll see where it goes with Dillon Gabriel, but they're going to ask for Shador Sanders at that point.
But I do think it's fair to ask, just in general, so beyond just what happens with the quarterbacks in front of them, is this situation set up for patience? Because I think there's a lot of factors involved. Number one, the fact that you have two first-rounders next year. And it sure felt like the plan was, we'll get the franchise quarterback next year, but let's let this year play out. I think that adds immediacy and immediate pressure mm-hmm. to what the Browns are trying to do, which makes patience even harder.
Well, but that's why it feels like there's this, like, I don't know, week 6 to week 10 little gap in between the schedule where you can acknowledge that everything doesn't have to be rushed. You can throw somebody else out there. And then week six or so, then you can have Shedeur Sanders out there. And then you can see, again, somewhere between 6 to 10, because you can't go too late. The immediacy part of this is you can't just sit back and wait and then look up and say, oh, it's week 13, and we still haven't figured out what we have in Shedeur Sanders.
And this is where you kind of marry both things together, because it's not, will the Browns be patient with Shedeur? Because I think patience wanes depending on a lot of different things, including, all right, do you have a pathway to a quarterback next year? When do you have to make a decision? I think it's fair to say that when we get into like one year funnels, mm-hmm. right? The Browns at the end of this year have to know what they have in Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. I don't think teams think like that a fair amount of the time. When they do, I don't think they go into the season thinking that way most of the time. I think most of the time, teams go in with some relatively like, hey, this is a common sense way that we're trying to approach this. The Browns are approaching this and how they approach the offseason with quarterbacks, common sense way. It is when the you know what hits the fan, does somebody start thinking in a siloed way of we've got to figure out. I'm not predicting it's going to happen this year because there's a million of factors that go into it, number one being winning, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's interesting. Like, no, I don't think this situation is set up for patience. I think if we run the simulations of this season, more often than not, it ends with, we got to find out what we have in one of these young quarterbacks, and it does. Hey, the young quarterbacks didn't play this year, and that's okay.
Well, and also, it brings excitement, too, if you're sitting back and saying, well, the reason why we're not playing him right now is because we will play him at some point in the season, but we're just waiting for the right opportunity, and we're building him up, and we're making sure that they're 100% right.
But I just think, like, I think Nathan's head is in the right spot, which is,
yeah,
hey, this is a young kid, he's a developmental prospect. But I don't, I think that's going to be a tough line of thinking for Browns fans to maybe not week one, because you got Flacco there and there's a lot of love for Joe Flacco in this town right now. But especially as that season goes, one or two losses start to stack up, or you get, even if you have a nice start to the season, the second you lose two games in a row, yeah, that borrowed patience is going to be given back and that debt is expected to be paid because of the other thing that Nathan said. Like Nathan, and this is in concert with what he said the whole time on it, he's never really bought the idea of a mitigated cap for Shedeur Sanders in terms of his talent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the more that situation conspires against the Browns, the more people are going to want to see, all right, let's see what that patience, or let's see what that ceiling really looks like.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it is the most exciting part of this upcoming season for myself, is figuring out exactly what Shedeur Sanders has. So, like, will there be a spot? If, like, they go Joe Flacco, and Flacco stinks up for the first 4 weeks and is just bad, and then they decide to go Kenny Pickett, let's say, is there going to be a part of me that is like, yeah, I don't care what you think or don't think about Shedeur Sanders' readiness. Throw him in the deep end of the pool, and let's see what he can do.
And I tend to believe guys that had, 4 or 5 years starting experience in college, it's a little bit, I know he's 22, so whereas he's not young and experienced in college, he is actually age-wise right around, like that 22 is a nice age for a quarterback.
Got a lot of reps.
At some point, you got to say, well, he's 22. We've given him a full summer. We've given him maybe a couple weeks into the season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All the factors here pressing us, yeah, let's go ahead and see what we have. And understand, he might lose us a few games, but yeah, it's worth it if in the end we get close to winning with him or feeling we're comfortable moving forward with other options at quarterback.
He can't be scared to rip the Band-Aid off. And, and you definitely can't be scared to say, like, oh, a couple times in practice he looks like an X way. Like, no, get him out there. Like, find out what you have and make the move.
And here's this is the caveat. As long as he's doing things the way you want him to. And I think that's a big thing here. Like, this is where he's got to do something that Joe Flacco doesn't, because Joe Flacco is, the people have bought into the Joe Flacco way of doing things. He's going to have to do things the way they want to, and they might even see an advantage of, hey, we think it's pretty close here. We think he could start, but you know what? We want to make sure we test him just a little bit longer, and we want to make sure he's doing things the right way in the regular season. So this is where it's different from Manziel, because the Browns just put him out there because, well, we got to put him out there in spite of doing things the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You can never do that. That's not the you should put if Shador or any of the quarterbacks doesn't do things the way they want in terms of how you do film search, working on different things, your input on things, all those things. He's got to do things the right way. All of them do. If that doesn't happen, then just go ahead and put Dillon Gabriel out there if he is doing the right things. But I have a feeling this kid isn't going to be a problem. I have a feeling that that this is going to be an easy decision at some point this season because the talent's there, he's old enough, and at some point, I don't want to say you throw caution to the wind, but it's time.
I got a feeling it'll be really funny. The lack of a coincidence this will be when all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, okay, so Joe Flacco seems like he doesn't need to be our quarterback anymore. That ship has sailed, and oh, Shador has taken a drastic step forward. Yeah, he's we've really seen him in the past couple of weeks. He's gotten to the exact spot that we need him to get to, and he's ready to go. Okay, convenient.
Don't be surprised if that's Dillon.
Okay, do I need to throw Dillon in more of these conversations?
I think so.
I did in the very first part of this conversation, and then I was like, you know, saying Shador and Dillon every time is kind of just getting it's a lot.
Should we just truncate it to the Rooks?
The Rooks?
Yeah, we'll sound like real season football guys.
No, you sound like you're doing like a CSI or something like, on TV.
Nothing makes me wince harder than when people in Rooks. Sports media want to use sports jargon specifically so they sound smarter by proxy. Like, you don't become more of a football guy just because you learned football jargon. And it's on in every podcast about football. It's like, we're going to use terminology that no one understands what we're saying. The common person, rather, the casual fan doesn't understand what we're saying so that we sound smarter. Oh, it annoys the hell out of me.
Wait, the casual fan doesn't understand what Rooks means?
No. I meant like the inside stuff about No, I'm not going to say. There's like four.
He's thinking of someone.
No, there's like four things I could say, but would make it seem like I'm talking about somebody here. I'm not. I'm just saying.
So close to the cabin, man. You're so close. Which some are arguing in between segments whether or not the cabin is the perfect time to go ahead and just go after all your other coworkers, because then you'll just be gone for a week.
216-474-0092. Is it the perfect time for me to go off at my other co-host, starting with Jonathan, because I won't see them?
Whoa!
I thought that's what you meant.
No. There's immunity here. There's a big.
Oh, you should have led with immunity. I didn't hear immunity.
One of your Dungeons and Dragons immunity cloak. Do they have one of those in that game?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah, I'm wearing one of those right now.
Yeah, it's called a cloak of virginity.
That's what Mac is wearing.
See? Yes!
Wait, no, I'm not going in on the cabin. Yeah. Hold on. You're supposed to say that line.
So my favorite thing about this is, what you guys can't see is Mac was getting up on the mic to say, yeah, there is a cloak of invisibility.
And then he backed
and then
he Homer Simpsoned into the bushes.
And then we said, yes, Mac, there is a cloak of virginity. Got to play it. Be a big boy.
Pew, 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 pew.
That is fair. 216-474-0092. Nathan Zagura preaches patience with Shador. I think the question isn't, you have patience now. I think we're all pretty patient. It's June.
We're
about to go to the cabin.
Yeah.
Is this situation set up for patience? I think there's a lot of things conspiring against that that are going to make it really, really... We can be patient now. You can be patient in August. We can be patient in early October. At some point, there's a lot of things here that could turn patience into do it now, stupid. Now, we've got another person calling in or tweeting in to guess about the mystery bald actor that my wife swears I love, but she can't think of anything he's been in. Nor his name. Chris in West Park. What's your guess there, buddy?
All right. My guess is Anthony Edwards from ER and Goose from Top Gun.
Oh, I'm texting this one right to
her. Wait, there's another Ant-Man?
No. I'm not giving it to you. I'm not giving it to
how
you.
How am I supposed to know
no.
that? Oh, this is going to the cabin, not giving it to me.
No, no, not doing it at all.
Reason, that's the virgin joke getting back at me, isn't it?
So the only thing that might set the wind out of your sails here is she does watch ER. Now, that doesn't mean she knows Anthony Edwards' name, but that would be the only thing they think that maybe it wouldn't be. But I really like that guess, Chris.
So she never watched Top Gun?
Well, I mean, she watched Top Gun, but I don't think she associates. My wife doesn't think of actors the way I do, which is a weird knowledge and bank of actors' names that have no use to me that I know. I don't think she's put together the guy in Top Gun's the same guy as the guy in ER.
All right, I get it. Hey, I'm going to make your life easier. Just call them Shadillon.
That's like JP's favorite band is Shadaisy.
Yeah,
so,
favorite band ever.
So Shadaisy, Shadillon, Shamazzle,
Shaboozy.
You love anything with shut.
It always works.
Yeah,
Shadillon.
You don't like it.
What about
Dildur?
Oh, no, that's just mean.
Why?
That's just mean.
What? It's Dylan's.
It's Dill
Tuffalo. It's the first half of Dylan's name, and then the second half of Shadur's name.
Yeah, okay.
I hope somebody brings a succulent. You don't like Dildur?
I think we were on a better track on the first suggestion.
Which, what was that again?
Dildur. You sound like an idiot when you say it.
Sounds like Bill Burr's alter ego.
Yeah,
Dildur.
He's actually nice in that one.
Still problematic.
Getting a lot of Stanley Tucci, guys. Believe me, Vanessa knows who Stanley Tucci is.
How much Stanley Tucci are you getting?
I've gotten like four Stanley Tuccis.
Why are you getting
Wilson
so
says.
Many Stanley Tucci?
Because if people think bald and glasses, they think of Stucci, as I was going to call them. The alter ego to Dildur.
Dildur.
Is this set up for the Browns to have patience with Shador or Dildur, as we're calling them? And it's simple, harmless, but everyone can have an opinion on it. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.